Welcome back, family. This is your boy D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there listening, that just simply means it. Today's episode is entitled, What is a Project Artifact? Again, what is a Project Artifact? Hey, listen, Project Artifacts are your guiding compasses for your project to excel and have the success that's required. According to PMBOK, the term artifact in the context included in project management, includes project management, processes, input, tools, techniques, output, EEFs, and OPAs. Let's get into my very first point. First point is process. So when you look at what is a project artifact, the first thing is I'm putting up in front of you, family, is processes. So when you look at processes, it has to do with your initiating, your planning, your executing, your monitoring, controlling, and then of course your closing. And then those artifacts that are responsible to be the roadmap and guide to effective project execution is, you just don't know. That's why I'm getting better at this, family. I remember Monday through Friday, I would study. At that time, it was 47 processes. I would type them out because that right there, those 49 processes are really the backbone. When you start learning, when you start reading questions, and we're probably going to do a session where I pull up some CAPM questions, some PMP questions, and you guys could just look over my shoulders and see if you can get the answer right. But back to what I'm saying is that when you learn that 49 processes, it'll help you when you're answering questions to see where you're at in the project. Because if it says, hey, the project manager just started, they're looking at their project charter, well, you know, we're initiating. So the processes is very important. So that's point number one. Point number two, inputs. Now, what inputs does, it explores the artifacts such as your project requirements, your stakeholder expectations, your organizational policies, in which this fuels project management. These inputs really provide project outcomes and give you a guide for decision making. Point number three, one of my favorite, tools and techniques. Now, I'm going to say this, and you've heard me say it over and over again. Every tool and technique does not go. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm yelling. Every tool and technique will not be applied to your project. I know you want to use everything. You want to use the kitchen sink, but not every tool. So, family, when you're leading projects, make sure and identify the tool that's applicable to whatever that project is. So, back to tools and technique is point number three. Having the ability to dive into artifacts and what this does, some of the artifacts and tools and techniques could include your project management software, your risk management methodology, scheduling software, as well as just collaboration platforms. Some collaboration platforms would be like Slack, if you think of, or Teams. So those are, and scheduling tools, Microsoft Project, Smart Sheets, what else? There's a lot of them out there. Those are the two even Excel. I mean, Excel is a good tool as well. All right, let's go to our outputs. So outputs, the outputs are really things such as your deliverables. So your project reports, your documentation, just basically any tangible project results. These outputs are really a accumulation of the project activities that have been going on within the project. EEFs. If you don't know what EES stands for, that acronym means Enterprise Environmental Factors. See, when you uncover the artifacts that capture these external factors that influence a project. So here's some examples of EEFs. Industry regulations, market conditions, the cultural norms, and technical advancements. I remember when I was leading a project that one of my EEFs, I had to understand what the market conditions were for a particular project, and was it even worth us going forward? Now, normally a project manager wouldn't be so engaged at that point, But it was because I had the industry knowledge of where they were going, so I was able to point the sponsor to the resources as he was building out the business case. So, family, look at that. Understand your EEFs, because sometimes we forget about our EEFs. We're so focused on everything else. We forget about the EEFs in my next one, which is OPAs, or what we call organizational process assets. Now, these documents here. So if you're ever starting a new role at a company, this is where I would, if they have a PMO, you should ask them, hey, can I look at your organizational process assets? And this will tell you everything about your PMO at that point. If they don't know what you're talking about, yeah, you probably made a bad decision. No, I'm just playing. Don't quit on the job yet. This is an opportunity for you to help them grow. So what is an organizational process asset? So what you will have is your project data, basically your historical project data, your lessons learned, your organizational guidelines. So basically how the OPAs works, these are the assets that contribute to the project management efficiency and performance. I'll say that again, efficiency and performance. My last and final point, family, that I think will hold value is the integration artifacts. What is integration artifact? So just stay with me. So these artifacts include your project charter, your change control processes, my favorite, communication plan, to ensure that the project is aligned effectively. A lot of times, family, what can happen in all these various artifacts is that, yeah, you're putting all these artifacts together, you're doing all the due diligence, you're spending so much time on the artifacts that you're not even bringing it to the team to really, as I'd like to say, poke holes at it, because you may understand, you may find out in your communication plan that things have changed, things have adjusted, and you need to adjust to what the audience needs. I feel a lot of times we're unwilling to make a change because if we make a change here, we got to make a change over here and over here. So it's just easier to work in a broken system, which you're not going to do that because you're an exceptional project manager. And that's not what we do here. So we're willing to do the extra work as long as watch this, is that we can get the credit, not us, but the team can get the credit to have a successful and fruitful project. So family, I hope you really, truly enjoyed this. This was a little, you know, with artifacts, it's always an up and down type thing because there are so many various artifacts out there. There's even artifacts that are not even in the PMBOK that people use. And they're really effective, but you have to find what fits you. And during your growth as a project manager, you're gonna find those things. I remember when I first started off, I had a one-pager project charter. And then I remember as I continued to grow and went to different companies, they had multiple pages of a project charter, or they'll have their project plan. I mean, it's like a booklet per se. And it was good. But again, remember what I said, not every artifact or template is going to fit your project. So that's why the PMBOK is called I like to call it my companion guide or my passenger, meaning with my passenger, I'm still driving, but they're going to look for my blind spot. Ooh, I like that. And what that does is that, you know, when I'm looking at the study guide or the reference material, it's a reference to say, hey, this is how a WBS is used, or this is how you use earned value management. It's a reference document. Not everything is applicable. And I know, family, you're like, why does he keep harping on this? Because I've seen project managers try to jam everything in and say, we're using this no matter what, and it's not effective. You have to understand your audience, family. And when you understand your audience, you meet them where they are, and watch this. You take them with you. All right, family, I'll stop because I'll keep going because I'm passionate about this thing we call project management. Until next time, this is your boy ED. I'm out.